Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Yeehaw! Who's talking? Yippee-ki-yay! Hey-yo!
What's up, Rock?
How you doing, man? Good to see you, man.
Pretty good.
Dang old boo, man.
Doing some fishing.
You doing some fishing? Are you fishing right now? Are you playing a fishing game?
I have a fishing video game, yes, but I'm not playing it at the moment.
Oh. I have one on my phone, but it just got really easy after a while. If only fishing in real life was as easy as the fishing games.
You would wish, you know?
It'd be great.
Fishing is a lot of patience, man. I'm learning that. Fish is just the icing on the cake. That's what you got to go in there with the mind frame.
Exactly.
You know? Just,
my cousin went, I'm not my cousin, my nephew went turkey hunting for the first time. And I was all excited. And he got back, I talked to him. I said, so how was it? And he's like, it was good. He's like, it didn't get anything. I said, well, that's why it's called hunting and not shooting. He's like, that's what grandpa said. See, so it's been ingrained in all of us. It's just like, you're going to go out there, you're going to be disappointed. But when you do finally get one, it'll make it so sweet that you'll just enjoy every minute of it. Yeah.
He probably got all the hunting talk. You know, there's talk for golf, there's talk for fishing, there's talk for hunting. And it's all different phrases, and they all come from Grandpa. They all originate from Grandpa.
Because he's had to live through it for so long. He's like, yeah, that's what it is. Anyway, let's get to it. Your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, located in Stevensville. Home, car, life. Rental insurance. If you're a contractor, he's got you covered. Boat insurance when we finally get to take the boats out and all that. I'm on a boat, and Chris insures it, and something, something.
There you go.
We haven't been good with our songs this morning. At least I haven't. Anyway, he is still serving you, even through all this craziness. If you have questions, you need insurance, you need a quote, give him a call. Shoot him an email. Obviously, no in-office stuff, but he's still there to serve you. So go see him. Chris Thompson. Chris.
It's pretty good.
That wasn't bad. We've done better, but we've also done worse. Anyway, your dumb vocabulary for today.
Boy. Where's Kiki at? Usually, I got somebody to bounce off of while you just...
Kiki is dealing with some stuff at work right now. I don't know. She's had kind of a long morning already. Between the alarm and the smoke detector and me. Yeah.
She's pissed. I can already tell. I can tell by the tone of your voice that she's already angry. What time is it? It's 8:53. She's already mad at you.
It's been a rough morning. No, not at me. Not at me. I think just in general. Oh. Just in general. Maybe a little at me. It's always a little at me. But I don't think I'm the main cause of it. I hope not. She's, anyway.
She's angry at life, and then she's got you have to take the beating of it.
Exactly.
You could be perfectly fine. You could be an angel today. It doesn't matter. You're still going to get yelled at.
I got to remember. Sorry, I was listening to you. I found a page here that's got so many great ones that we have not. I don't know why I've never seen this page. It's like a new page.
What are you going? You going in the annals of the dumb vocabulary?
Yeah, the annals. I am. Let's do a toilet stamp. Ooh, I like this one. Toilet stamp.
Toilet stamp.
Toilet stamp.
Is it? Is it when you greasy ass dudes out there? When you sit on the toilet and you go in there, you could see an ass print on the toilet seat. Is that what it is? Because that's disgusting. Some of you guys need some showers.
No, that is not it. You took something fun and carefree and ruined it, Hunter. You destroyed this one. Toilet stamp. It's the red mark left on someone's face after they pass out on the toilet from drinking too much and throwing up.
Oh, gross. That's just as bad. Your face is on it. Have you ever passed out or been drunk enough to where you passed out on a toilet?
No, but I have passed out on a bathroom floor. I'm not going to lie. There is something very cool and calming about a cold tile bathroom floor.
Well, that's porcelain, too. Porcelain stays cold.
I've never rested. Being the germaphobe that I am, I'm very careful about the toilet. Like, I could be just getting ready to... And I will wipe the toilet down as best I can. But, you know, I have slipped on a bathroom floor. I have. Absolutely.
I mean, it is smart. If you know if you're going to go ham that night, clean the toilet before you go out.
Exactly. And designate, if you're fortunate enough to have two, designate one that is only for you. Let everyone else deal with the other one. But have, like, a hidden toilet somewhere. Go to the outhouse if you have to. And just be careful, because if you do fall asleep on the toilet, you will get a toilet stamp. And everyone's going to know what happened. There you go. That's your dumb vocabulary. We'll be back.